Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore sports around here. This be one of those weeks. We got the Orioles on that pitching patrol right now. Luke will be at the ballpark, as well as the Liars luncheon this week, getting ready for the NFL draft. I am bringing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour to Beaumont, and I'm really excited about this on Thursday over in Catonsville. I will have some scratch-offs in the Maryland Lottery. I think I'm going to have some Back to the Futures, but I got a cool little show that I'm doing. Then we're going to be at Coopers North next week. That's up in Timonee and Mays Chapel on Wednesday. Also got some great guests for that. And the 30th, we'll be back at Coco's Pub, which is over by Mount Pleasant, where I've had this guy come in for a crab cake from time to time. But when you sit glued on a Sunday to bad pitching for Oriole baseball, and then like take a little respite because like, the Masters is no good this year. It's a 4-shot lead. You go down, make a salad, come back, sit down, and you're like, he shot the ball where? Tom Pierce is here from Classic 5 Golf to discuss a Sunday afternoon and a tradition unlike any other. Classic 5 Golf. What's going on, Tom? How are the Phillies doing, huh?
They're okay. They got a winning record. It's one of those like they've had recently in years, the slow start to the season. Our starting pitching's been good, similar to what the Orioles saw yesterday. Relief pitching not that great. We've been giving up some games, but it's early, so early.
Well, it's early in the golf season.
Yes.
I had Ed on last week. I know he was tiptoeing through the azaleas, eating $1.50 pimento sandwiches down there in Augusta. But it's not lost on me. I mean, I talked golf last week. We run golf. It's in the front of our website. I have all of you on your revolving cast. RJ, everybody comes on, and then something like the Masters hits on a weekend when the Orioles did stink, and the game got extended, and the kids had to wait to run the bases, and it all ended, and it felt like, much like it felt to me, like, well, this isn't going to have any drama, and oh my goodness, golf delivers because they're the back nine of Augusta. I mean, I've read about it. You know what I mean? It's the thing, and I think it ate up one of the greatest golfers of a generation, and then had the rebirth that Greg Norman never really got, right?
No, exactly. I mean, that's what the back nine of Augusta is. I mean, I think it held true to what people in the lore of what that golf course is about. I mean, that was probably one of the best 2 hours of golf we've had in a long time, with the drama and the ups and downs, and how Rory looked like he had it. He goes into 18 and then he bogeys and misses a very makeable putt, and you think, oh gosh, is this happening again to this guy? And then he comes back, and I got to say, when he hit that tee shot on the playoff hole, I mean, that's the inner fortitude that someone could have, because you think you just lost the Masters. You had a chance to be one of those six golfers now that have won all four majors, and you think you just lost it. To be able to bring yourself back and hit a tee shot like that and then put it as close as he did, I mean, it was phenomenal. It was some of the best golf and some of the most exciting golf I've seen in a long time.
Almost like hold it in, right? I mean, like it was,
Yes.
real close. Tom, I just would say this from watching the meltdown of it that happened sometime between 5 and 6 o'clock. And literally, I went down to make a salad. I'm literally just preparing some stuff, getting a little water, toweling off from the Oriole thing. I'm not the guy like on social media, the man. I'm not at all. Like I watched it. I know what I need to say about it. I know what I think of it. It's not colored by anything I'm going to read. So, my phone's even down. I didn't even, I wasn't, I was off the grid, literally in the kitchen. Just, I've been looking at this boob tube for 4 hours watching the Orioles, blow a 3-run lead. And, the part of it where it happened, where are you on the difficulty part of it and seeing Greg Norman, seeing Tiger Woods charge that hill? Tiger Woods take 10 shot leads into the back nine and extended form. You've seen people on fire on that course, and you have seen it absolutely wilt the best golfers in the world. And it did that on Sunday. It has a reputation. And not everybody gets to come back and cry and go to Butler Cabin and wear a green jacket. Most of the time, you sort of die in one of those bunkers or in the drink.
No, exactly. Oh, you totally do. And how many times have you've seen that over the years, golfers do that, and then we kind of never hear from them again, because that it just, what it does to you mentally is just, I couldn't, ex I, couldn't imagine what you're
We don't
doing
get many
because you're on
second
the top.
opportunities to have the lead on Sunday in
No.
Augusta. You don't get a lot of those chances in life, and there's a
No.
lot of stories of not even guys effing it up because they somebody catching them, somebody catching fire, somebody, holing out shots, somebody, eagle this, that happened back there, up there when you get out. But it is generally a pretty messy thing on Sunday in general that if you're within three, four shots in either way, anything's possible on that Sunday, including this meltdown that, I mean, you've been watching the Masters 40 years. Like, where do you put it in regard? I mean, I always think of Greg Norman because he became famous for it, but he's not the only one it happened to.
Oh no, but Norman, I mean, he's the because he I can't remember how far he was ahead, but he was just dominating. I remember watching that, and I think it was Larry Mize that beat him. That it was such a meltdown, but it was one of those things. I mean, I almost look at it, it's not the Masters, but when Valdevelde, I can't say his name properly, at the British Open, he was up by like 3 strokes going into 18 and blows it that way. And you felt, I mean, just the watching it was almost like watching, a horror movie. It was like you're almost feeling sad for the person. When Rory hit that ball into the creek, it was just like, oh God, this is going to happen again. And this guy's been trying to get that fourth major, and you were just like, oh, this is like, you feel bad for him. I mean, I did. I watching that, I was just like, oh my God, he's just gonna collapse now. This is it. He's done. He's just gonna blow up. That's why I say the fortitude that guy has, I mean, I'd put it second to none right now to be able to pick it back up and complete what he did and how he finished out was pretty amazing.
Tom Pierce is here. He runs Classic Five Golf. They are our partner. We highly encourage you to go to all five. If I get put on the spot right now, Forest Park, Pine Ridge, Mount Pleasant, Carroll Park, and I always forget this one, and it's the park that I actually drove through with golf carts and balls trying to hit my number 22 bus at Clifton Park. It's always the last one. Don't ask me why. It was the first. It's the only golf course I ever experienced. I told you this in my whole life. As a kid, that bus went through that golf course. I thought golf courses only appeared on television. I didn't think they were like a real thing growing up at Dundalk because we just didn't drive by Sparrows Point or Rocky Point or anything like that. And you guys have these five beautiful gem legacy Baltimore courses that are exactly. And as I look out here, Monday, let me get the weather report here. Let's see, 64, 60 on the way to 68, 62, 69 on Friday, 75 on Saturday. People sat around and watched golf all weekend. You don't have to be cooped up, right? I mean, maybe you were a little on Friday and Saturday. The Orioles were cooped up too, but like this is a thing that gets people onto the courses. I mean,
Oh,
has it
definitely.
been that way? Like even on Monday morning, people are like, all right, I want to come play again.
Yes, today has been a very good day so far. Our tee sheets are very full, which is great. And the weather, I mean, we've had a very poor weather to begin this year. I mean, January and February, I mean, the cold and just the temperature we normally don't have. March was pretty good. But then when you have April, like the rain we just recently had, it's just been one of those, the weather's not been great and people have been chomping at the bit. So having what we're seeing the next 7 to 10 days weather-wise, I mean, people, we're seeing it on the tee sheets. People are looking to come out. We're ready for them. We're excited. I mean, we always see the Masters as the unofficial start to the season.
I always say this with golf, and maybe for some of these old, really old people playing pickleball, and I know a couple of them, that, I was such an athlete as a kid, and I was kidding my wife about it. I was a catcher in baseball, and I loved tennis and played a lot of hoops. I had Beano Ranson on last week. I was one of his first coaches when he was a kid. He came out to Costas. We talked basketball. So, like, I'm hockey, you and I would goon it up with you right now with the Flyers if they were any good. I really cared
Oh,
about the
God.
Caps at this point. But the golf thing's fascinating to me because I never perceived it this way as a kid, right? Like whether it was seeing Gordon Johnkock race cars and Mario Andretti, or whether it was watching George Brett hit a baseball or Tom Seaver throw a baseball, whatever. It's like baseball I played. And I knew where the skill level was in my all-star league or whatever, but you always needed other people to play tennis. I love tennis, but unless I had a wall, I had to have other people to play hockey, all of these team sports, even like soccer, kicking a ball around. Golf's the one thing that I think at any point in your life, and my wife always threatens this, that you can pick it up, go get a lesson, and This is what Classic Five's about. It's what all your
Mm-hmm.
courses are about. It's what all your visits are about. Is that if you watched it over the weekend, it's not like these other things you have to have a race car to learn how to do or a lacrosse stick and have some skill to be able to do it. It's sort of like my comedy career. You can just go take it on anytime you want, as long as you make it out and you physically can be there, and you can really improve your game so much better than the golf clubs I had, the old Fred and Barney,
Oh,
prehistoric
God.
Wilsons from the 60s that were left over from some garage my dad gave me, to where everything's measured now and you can get good at hitting a golf ball and have fun with it and do that thing about being outside and walking and socializing, all those things that I know that you talk so much about, and also a family game, because kids put a golf club in a kid's hands, it's different than a right fielder's mitt, I think.
Oh, definitely. Well, it's a game that you can play for, I mean, your life. You don't have to be large, you don't have to be fast, you don't have to be strong. It's a learned skill, but it's something almost anybody can pick up. And we see so many people coming through our lesson programs at all ages picking it up. And as you said, it is a game where you can play, and I look at it, it's 4 or 4.5 hours to spend with 3 other people and have a great time with them outside. We push that it's about fun, having fun, whether it's with your family, whether it's with your friends, but it is a
Nobody's winning the
game.
Masters out of Carroll Park this weekend,
No.
right?
But it's not about that. It's about
Right.
enjoying yourself. You're outside, you're with your buddies, you're with friends or whatever. But I look at it as it is a game you play for for life that you can play. Look at Fred Couples, Bernhard Langer. I mean, those guys were in their 60s, almost qualifying for the weekend at the Masters. But as I've gotten older, I find that the game changes because you can't hit it as far as you used to, but then it becomes a little more mentally challenging. It's like, okay, well, I can't hit the 5 iron that far anymore, so maybe I'm hitting a 4, maybe I'm hitting a hybrid. So you play the game a little differently, and so you get that challenge, athletic challenge mentally, which is great, and you still have the physical part to it. So I mean, it's a beautiful game, it's a great game, and as I say, it's we try to push that it's about fun, having a good time out there, enjoy the weather, enjoy the people you're with.
Is that the same as Charlie Morton trying, yeah, 41, trying to take a little something off that? No, no, not a
Oh,
little
I
bit
think
different.
baseball is a little different. Little different. I mean,
He's
that was
not
a
going
bur
with the four instead of the five at this point, right?
No, yeah, you can't make that up. You can't make that up. I mean, what was it? Bernhard Langer, after he didn't qualify in the interview, he was saying he was hitting a 3 wood when his playing partner, I think, was hitting like a 7 iron. But he can hit
But
a
he
three
can
wood
make it
this far.
work,
He can make it work.
especially on a
What?
short track, right?
Yeah, exactly. You can't make the distance if you're only throwing the ball 85 miles an hour. You can't get that
Dude,
extra
if you would have
five, 7 miles.
told me that Bernhard Langer, would still be really good at golf all these years later, I would say he was a really serious cat, that whole German school of thing going on. And like to think that he could still be precision minded all these years later, and I think it is different because I think the game eats a lot of guys up. When they're done, they've made so much money. There's business, all this live money going, like all that. I don't know what that's going to look like. I mean, Tiger's just trying to be physically able to be well and walk the earth happy. I think it takes a lot of more toll on your body than maybe people think, and is your mind too. You just maybe
Yeah.
don't want to do it anymore.
I think it's
Some
more the
days I feel that way
mind.
about sports radio, Tom. You'd be able to
I'm
believe that
sure.
after 34 years,
Yeah, I think the mind is more than the body. I think Tiger's body is when you watch him swing, that the thrust and the power he comes through, that he's torquing his body. You see other players that aren't doing that you can have the same swing. You look at a Jack Nicklaus, the way he would hit the ball. I mean, he can still do it now. I mean,
effortless.
yes, he does it effortlessly, and
The
everybody does it
way you and
different.
Norm Vygotsky always try to teach me. Don't not too hard. Just swing
Right.
to, and to me, when I first got it, it was a baseball bat, faster, better, right? Hockey, slap shot, boom, 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 boom. I played a lot of hockey. But then finding that, and every time I ever hit a golf ball perfect, I didn't swing hard.
Right. Well, that's
Right?
what it is. It's not about it swinging smoothly and having good tempo. Tempo is a big thing of having the timing down. That's where the guys and the women you see playing on TV. They played and hit so many balls and have God-given ability and talent that they can swing a little harder because they have the tempo, they have the swing down. People that play on weekends, you're not playing enough. So it's you swing smooth, you swing easy, and that way it's amazing. It is a sport where the ball goes better and goes farther when you're not trying to kill it like you're trying to hit a baseball off out of the park.
Classic Five Golf, they'll give you pro tips. They'll get you on the course. They'll get your kids on the course, get you up with the tell me about the machines up at Pine Ridge. I got to get you top tracing
Oh,
on here.
Top Tracer is great. We have them. I mean, it's a great way that people when you're to make hitting balls at a driving range more interesting, and especially if you're by yourself, that you not only can use some of the programs to really measure the distance, the spin rate, how you're hitting your all your different clubs, but
Can play
also
Pebble
there's
Beach.
games. Yeah, you can play virtual golf. You can
You
also
know
play
those
games
guys
on
that
it to make it.
the beer guys in the corner playing that the golden tee and all that.
Yes.
No. You could go really play like the real thing with a club on your
Right.
and a real
And see what
ball.
it's like when you play from the back tees where the pros are hitting when you see them hit driver and 7 iron and you hit it and you're hitting driver and 3 wood and 5 iron, that the distance they're able to make that ball go and also make it go straight, which is just, it's phenomenal how good they are.
I'm just working on hitting it straight all these years
That's
later.
all that matters.
Right down the middle is as I call my
You want to
sports
play in the
car, which
short
is well.
grass?
Tom Pierce is here. He's trying to keep it out of the drink and onto the fairways at all the Classic Five golf places. I'm glad I could squeeze you in, make this thing happen because it was so compelling watching the golf. I'm like, I got to hit Tom and just talk about it a little bit. And I'll find you when the Orioles and the Phillies. You want to brag about the Eagles thing? I'll just give you a minute to do that. Anything you want to say?
No, it's one of those things that the Ravens are right there. I mean, I was hoping it was going to be the Ravens and the Eagles in the Super Bowl,
And then
and we
what would
get
you do?
together.
Then
I
it would be
mean,
like me in '83.
yes.
We went through
Well,
that.
yeah, that was I was there at one of the games, but just the not mistakes, but just the bad luck they had that in that Bills game. Because I went actually and was at the Eagles Rams game. My brother has tickets, so I went to his house and got to see the second half of the Buffalo Ravens game, and it was just like it was there for him, but just you don't want to see the same mistakes. It was almost like bad luck
You know,
that
I
just
saw the great
happened.
Tommy Conwell up in the homeland of Pennsylvania on
I've
Saturday
seen
night.
Tommy Conwell when I was
And
a little
you know,
younger.
the line from the song, you make your own luck. You
Look,
know what I'm
yep.
saying? And Mark Andrews is doing TV commercials, but I wouldn't be found on the podium the night after that. So, and then they got the whole Justin Tucker thing going on here in the football. I mean, this has been not a great 8 to 10 weeks of Ravens history here. It's been a pretty good one up in Philadelphia, though, for you tasty cake eaters and you.
Yeah, no, it's been good. But also, I mean, listen to it that the Ravens, I mean, you guys, your division's going to be pretty weak this year. The Ravens should dominate. I could see the Ravens sweeping everybody in the
I told Mike
division.
Tomlin that 2 weeks ago. Yeah, I said division's not going
I
to be
mean,
pretty
the
weak.
Ravens are going to be right there. And again, it's just a matter of getting over that hump.
Well, this
I
is a
mean, the
great
Ravens are
week to
good.
preview all that because we have the draft next week,
Yes.
and I've also got we're playing the whole state of Ohio for baseball this week. We got Cleveland first part of the week, Cincinnati. It's just sort of like football season around here, so
Exactly.
I'll be reaching out. We're going to Cincinnati this week, as Earl Weaver would say. I've spent some time in Cleveland already this week previewing Oriole baseball. Luke is going to be previewing the draft at the Liars Luncheon this week. He is the accredited member of the media. I have a Dear Katie Griggs letter going out this weekend. It's David Rubenstein bobblehead night. Wait. Billionaire bobblehead night on Saturday night. Baseball season is here, and golf season is here as well. Tom, thanks for making some time to visit. A great weekend to watch golf, get excited about golf. And then you're sitting there saying, we can teach you the game. Come on out to any
Yes.
of the Classic Five locations. All right, so that's Carroll Park, Clifton Park,
Park.
Forest Park, Pine Ridge, and Mount
Mount
Pleasant. Did I get
Pleasant.
them all?
You did.
All right, I'm trying to get them in different order. That way, it's in my mind the way it needs to be in my mind, and I'm always trying to learn things around here. We had a great conversation with Bino Ranson, who the student became the teacher. He was my basketball player when he was 10 or 11. He now coaches and has coached professionally for the last 25 years. He joined me at Costas over the weekend. We also paid tribute to Mr. Costas on his birthday, of all things, on 4/11 on Friday. So, been a big week around here. Lots of sports going on, as well as we opine on other things important around here on tax day, too. I am Nestor. We are WNSD, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore Positive.